eating nuclear time bombs.
Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and this is where ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm excited to bring back my friend Sly King. Sly is a fantastic minister looking to use online tools to expand the reach of his church where he's at. And he does a fantastic job doing that. Every time I talk with him, I just leave that conversation just so excited and more energized to reach more people for Christ on using online tools. So I'm really excited about this conversation that we have, because this is a kind of a conversation any church that's streaming their services online in any capacity has to answer and has to deal with. Because the reality is, when you ever stream your services, you think, oh, people are not going to attend, they're just going to watch online. But what we're really discovering is that people are not attending church as much as they used to be. For whatever reason, they're just not attending. However, your streaming services can be an add-on to them, and it can be a great way for people to stay connected even if they're not physically at your church. So Sly and I talk about this at length. We have a great conversation about just this and some other online church topics. So I'm really excited about the conversation. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Sly King. All right, with me right now is Sly King. Sly, how are you?
Tom, I'm good, man. I guess the question is, how are you, though?
Well, other than the big amount of gauze in my mouth and the fact I'm actually surprised I'm able to talk to you pretty decently right now, I feel pretty good.
Well, great. Well, listen, man, I'm glad you're doing well. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to get a chance to talk with you, man, and always enjoy our conversation.
Yeah, me too. And I'm actually bummed because I found out that you were at that church conference and I wasn't able to go this year.
Yeah, I was there, and you know what? It was great if you would have been there, man. We've honestly had, like, it has turned into, like, some little reunions now. It's like everybody gets a chance to get together and talk and just really just do life, man, and just have great times and conversation. And so it was really, really great, man. It was an awesome time.
Yeah, tell me about it, because you gave a presentation, didn't you?
I did. I gave a big main general session I did, and then I did a breakout session as well. And so they were on opposite days, but it really went really well. It was truly an honor, man. I was grateful for the chance to do it, and so I was excited and got a chance to share and was just praying that it was a blessing and really helped all of us in what we do, and it turns out it really did. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that first day where all the general sessions were live online, I was not able to attend to all of that. But the second day, I got some. It was great to hear from the different speakers, and and it seemed like it was a great group of people down there. I'm definitely going to try to get there next year and be a part of that. So it was really cool. So good. So let's get into today's topic. Well, actually, give everyone just a quick little background about what you do again, just before we get into the topic.
Sure. So I have been at the Worship Center Christian Church now 5 years. I'm over all of our social media. I am actually over our online campus. I'm over our mobile app, and also head up our creative team, and I think that's about it. So if you work in church, you kind of know how that goes, right?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. So, all right. So today we're kind of hitting around different topics, but you posed a different topic that I really want to dig into a little bit. And you talked about how people are still staying connected with the local church via online. What do you mean by that, and how can churches really utilize that?
Well, I think what's happening, Tom, is I think we have to honestly do one thing that I think that is important, and we have to kind of, as the physical church, if you will, has to begin to embrace the online and offline relationship, meaning there is a lot of people that are not always going to be at church every Sunday. And I think we have to become okay with that.
Yeah.
I think we have to become okay with the fact that people are not going to come to church every Sunday, people are going to connect with the church outside of just Sunday. And we have to be able to provide church in the context of reaching people, not just on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think we have to begin to remember that Sunday is not the only day that we can minister to people. And I think we need to begin to provide people ministry opportunities and serve people, not just on Sunday, but all throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. And actually, the last time I had you on, I think it was the last time I had you on, you talked about developing your channel to provide more content. How is that going? Absolutely. And what's the update on that?
It's going really well, and I'm actually working on some other things, and I'm even more convinced of the level of importance of doing that now, because I'm finding that more and more people, I'll give you a good example. I just got back from Dallas, and I was at a conference in Dallas, and we talked a lot about this conversation, because a lot of us have a lot of content. We have a lot of content.
Mm-hmm.
But are we providing the community and the coaching to go along with the content that we are providing? And so what I'm looking at now is, how can we give people the content that's going to meet the need that they have, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, I am providing different levels of services throughout the week, different things you can watch. But, for example, there's situations now where you have people who may be dealing with some marital issue or some other issue, mm-hmm. and they may come to church on a Sunday. But the conversation on a Sunday may not necessarily speak directly to their issue. Mm-hmm. So what we have to figure out is, how do we, in that same space, provide them the service they need to help them in the situation that they're dealing with? And so I'm thinking about, how do we develop on-demand content that can provide that service to those who are in those situations? Because we have a lot of content, mm-hmm. but we've got to begin to start providing that service. And so, yeah, it's gotten to the point where that has been really great to be able to provide other levels of stuff to view and watch. And I've noticed that through the trend of how people are viewing. You know, we're in a society now where, you know, you and I can watch what we want when we want. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking through that now is, how do we do that in a way that we can provide people with service throughout the week that's going to give them multiple ways to connect with us, not just on Sunday, and content that's going to meet the needs and dealing with, not just what they get on Sunday, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. And again, even if we bring it back to the original question I had for you about how people are staying connected to the local church via online, mm-hmm. this is just another way for people locally that they don't have to wait for Sunday to get content from you or to get information, but that they can still stay connected to their church family, even if it's online.
And that's why providing the level of content that we can provide through small groups, through online small groups, which mm-hmm. has been tremendous, which people have begun to grasp, people are understanding that, hey, I can connect and be a part of a small group, and I don't have to worry about not necessarily being in the same city, the same location. I can connect with people and reach my family, my friends. And so that is where you're seeing how people are connecting with the church in multiple ways, mm-hmm. not just physically going to a campus, but being a part of a small group, being a part of different areas of how they can connect and get together. And I think, again, we just have to be able to embrace that as the church and be okay with, no, they're not going to come every Sunday, but how do we reach them in that space of where they are consistently? Because it's just like how you and I get content. We get stuff all the time via, whether it's streaming, through our phones, that we're getting notifications on things. And so how do you get people to say, hey, I want to make sure that I'm getting the stuff that's going to benefit me, and then also helping them along the way, coaching them through that. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just a thing where you're waiting on Sunday to provide that level of community and service.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say this, even I think the most high tech or most innovative churches out there still struggle with the simple fact of grasping this online community and the fact that we can utilize this so much more than what we do. And so I like what you have to say. We have to teach them. We have to train them in many – I mean, I know you're talking about it in different contexts, but in many ways we have to teach our staff. We have to train our staff to say, we have so many online tools at our disposal that we can utilize – And we have so much content to be able to share. Why wait to just Sunday to share it all, or on a Saturday night to share it all? Let's start putting it out there in different ways.
That's exactly what it is. It's finding it and saying, okay, we're not waiting just until Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about people that need something beyond just Sunday. We're thinking about whatever they may be facing,
regularly. We're thinking about all of that. And as the church, we've got to think about how do we do this and how do we get in that space to say, hey, we're okay with people not just connecting with us on Sunday, but connecting with them throughout the week and making sure that we're providing them what they need. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where you see the innovation with Facebook and how they're doing such a great job of providing you stuff that's geared around your interests, things that you want to be a part of. And they're bringing that stuff to you and saying, hey, you need to belong to this. Mm-hmm. You need to have access to this. This fits based upon things you may be dealing with. This is going to be great for you. And so we as a church have to find how do we utilize that same level of thought process and reach those people consistently throughout the week. And again, I think you said it, it's very key where there's a lot of ministries who are still fighting this battle between, no, we don't want people to connect like that online. And I think it's okay to push people to having some local community. I think there's nothing wrong with that, especially if you have an opportunity for people to get close connected to your ministry if you're in driving distance. But we also have to be okay with the fact that, okay, everybody's not coming every single Sunday. Are we providing them the service they need throughout the week as a ministry to reach people? Because guess what? They're getting flooded with stuff in the news, television, streaming, social media, you name it, Monday through Saturday. So they're only getting hit with the church technically sometimes maybe twice a week. So that's why it's important.
And I think the I think you're such right on this, and it, use different tools, different ideas on how to get that information out to them. And I think there's still this air of online's not real. Online's not a real community. Online, you can't really get to and make an impact with people. But what I've heard time and time again, and I'm sure you've heard these same stories of people saying, oh my gosh, thank God for this online community right now because I'm going through a really hard time. And for whatever reason, even they're afraid to connect with a church because of a past experience or whatnot. And so the more opportunities we provide out there, the more opportunities people are going to be able to discover who Jesus is. And so I think we shouldn't limit ourselves by just saying, okay, it's got to be Sunday, and it's got to look like this. It's got to look like a worship service, or it's got to look like or this type of online group, or this type of group where you can see people face to face. It's got, you know, we have to broaden our horizons, I think.
Exactly, and I think you're making the point that a lot of people are afraid to really ultimately embrace because they feel like you're not having church unless you come to church.
Yeah,
that's not true. That is not true. We have to understand that you still can have church and attend church even if you don't walk through the physical doors. And I think until the church as the whole, the physical church, they get the concept that this is okay and that these people are still important, then we'll grasp how we can merge the two. And I think that that's where you take the online and offline and you make that a combination that fits, meaning I still can provide Tom content, even though Tom is not there every Sunday, but I can still coach and service you and provide you the needs that you may deal with. I'm working on right now to begin to start providing children's content and teaching that they normally get on Sunday. And that's going to be provided at a certain time online. Why? Because now what parents and our children's minister, we're talking about how we can help parents spend more time in this teaching with their children if they're not there every Sunday, and then get other children to be a part of it that are not locally connected to our ministry. Because we have to embrace the fact that church, as we have considered it to be, is not going to continue to be that way. Technology has caused us to evolve in our communication, evolve in how we get information consistently. And we have to be okay with, okay, here's how we're going to tackle this. Here's how we're going to engage this group and make ourselves understanding that because they're not there every Sunday does not mean that they're not important and doesn't mean that they don't need to be serviced. We just have to find a way to meet them in that space. On demand in television and in streaming didn't become a big deal. And a lot of us don't think it's a big deal until we started really engaging in it so much. And we're like, oh, man, I want to watch that movie now. What if you, myself, or maybe you, let's just say you, for example, were with your family and some other people and you guys decide you want to have church. What if you were able to go right there and hit play and you guys can have church? time doesn't need to be the considered factor that diminishes us from being successful in ministering to people. Ministry is 24/7, and we have the ability to make it that if we just take the time to really kind of look at it from a different vantage point.
Yeah, I love what you're saying here, because, again, you're talking about providing content. You're talking about everything being on demand here, where we need to be contributing to the conversations, a lot of this stuff. So you're talking about you're working on a family or family children's ministry experience. What are some other pieces of content that you can be sharing out there with your people, so that if they are unable to make it to church one day or whatnot, that they can still stay connected with you? What are some other things you're thinking about?
You know, I think one of the things that I've been really thinking about as well is, you know, not just providing ministry content, but also I think just providing a level of where we can really help one another in coaching and through life. Mm-hmm. I think that it's not just you get taught, you get teached every single day. But I think we also have to be able to balance the level of what we can give them that we would normally would want as well. Meaning mm-hmm. we have a balance of, and I'm looking at how we can provide more original content that is not so much geared towards teaching and preaching, but more towards practical stuff that also can mm-hmm. be beneficial to people as well.
Oh,
meaning,
wow.
You know, let's have some fun. How about, like, how do we address the conversation about what's happening in our country across the board from a biblical perspective, or just give our insight from a Christian perspective mm-hmm. because we hear everybody else's. What yeah. my biggest pet peeve is, and I really hope they ever listen to this one day, the actual networks that do Christian broadcasting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are so caught up in massaging ourselves and doing the same thing the same way every single day, and we can have a total disaster happening or something that's affecting all the people that we know, and we're still talking about the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothers me because we're not being relevant to our people to give people an answer. People are looking at the church for answers, and people are looking at the church to really express the love that Christ says we should all have for one another, but the church is not doing that globally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if we can provide more ways of us connecting, doing what we are called to do to reach people, I think that that gives us not just the biblical aspect of it, but it also gives the practical aspect of it. And it brings those two things together. So we just have to look at it from a different perspective and not be so caught up in, you know, it's got to be a word. It's got to be everything has to be this. Maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we can have a different approach.
Yeah, it kind of brings me to the point of one of the things that we talked about prior about this social listening and how social listening can help us engage better in the community. How mm-hmm. again, I think we're all about sharing our stuff, but how can social listening help you in your community? What do you think about that?
I think it's important because I think getting a pulse of what's really going on around us is key.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important. I think that we spend so much time, like, with our head down and we're not listening. You know, I think listening is one of the greatest tools that we have failed to exercise right now consistently across the board.
Amen. And I think, right on.
I'm sorry. I think we have made the mistake of saying, okay, I expect Tom to see it exactly how I see it because mm-hmm. I'm seeing it this way. Tom's experience from his life, what he's gone through, what he's encountered, mm-hmm. adjust the filter of how he sees things in life.
Mm-hmm.
So until we take the time to listen, and I think that that's why these conversations of us saying, okay, what can we provide outside of that? I mm-hmm. think we need to provide some real stuff to say, hey, let's get back to some basics of like really human communication. You know, how do we communicate with one another? What does Christ say that we should love one another? How do we exemplify that? How do we lead by example? Because the world is looking at the church mm-hmm. and the church is not providing that.
Yeah.
And so until we begin to do that, that's where we can start making an impact and a difference. And so I feel it's important.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. And I think, again, we're so all about promoting our stuff and saying, just everyone come to us rather than
yep.
us just take time to listen around the community. And we can easily listen on social media to what people are talking about. All you have to do is look up certain hashtags or whatnot, find hashtags
that's
available. And again, what's happening in your community, Sly, may be different than what's happening in my community. But so
exactly.
That's why we have to really listen to what people are talking about. So,
but then on the same context, it's listening. That's I'm here. Okay, there you go. I'm here.
Can you say that again? No, that's fine. Can you say that again? I lost you.
Yeah, no, it's no problem. So what I was saying was that's why the listening is so important to how we can go forward in providing the necessary content that meets the need of what people are going through.
Yeah,
I think it's nothing wrong with us. Like, for example, we have done our 2018 teaching calendar for the year. Okay, he has all the teaching and the sermons and the things that he's going to do. But one of the things that we're doing, that we're doing a adjustment coming up at the towards the end of this month, we're pushing back the start of a series to address something that we feel is very necessary based upon what we're hearing and what we're seeing.
That's awesome.
We have to be sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have to also take that in consideration and say, yeah, okay, I have my teaching calendar. But, okay, this issue right now that everybody's talking about that's going on, maybe we don't make it on a Sunday message. Maybe we don't make it a Sunday series. Maybe it's something that we stream and go directly to our online campus. We go to Facebook Live. We do something exclusive in that space because that's where everybody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? It's like saying, okay, it's nothing wrong with still doing a Sunday message in a series, but what about saying, okay, here's the climate of conversation right now, which is in the news. People are talking about it all over social media. Everybody's in conversation about it. Let's bring that conversation to this space where everybody's discussing it and reach that group because that's what everybody's talking about. And when you begin to do that, now you're adjusting to the tension of where people are.
Yeah.
And that's what it all is about. We basically have said, okay, here's the plate. Here's what we're fixing. Eat it. If you don't want it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I think we have to get into a position of being flexible enough to hear people and then be sensitive of how we go about doing it. Meaning we have more avenues to engage that audience than we ever did before.
Yeah.
You and I can get on social media and we could reach people from every four corner of the earth. And we can do that better than any campus can. And I hope pastors and people of position make decisions can hear this. Understand the online position of where we are has the greatest potential of doing what Christ wants us to do. And that is reaching people for every position across every country, every continent for his name.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that faster than you could build a campus anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot less more money. So with all that being said, we have to be able to embrace it. That's why I said in the very beginning, there is a mixture of where offline and online are beginning to take shape. And you have to basically embrace it and say, okay, here's Susie who comes to church physically on the first and the fourth Sunday of the month. She's online for the rest of the month, but she's a member. She attends church. She's connected.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also providing community with people outside of the church because she's reaching an online group of people and bringing them in.
Yeah. Dude, I love it. I mean, I'll tell you, I get so pumped up after I get done talking to you. It's like, it's awesome because you really are like, you're so passionate about it. And I love your excitement and the thoughts that you have going through your mind about what you're doing in your community. I love it, dude. So I get pumped because you're exactly right. We have a lot of chance for impact. And what saddens me, honestly, is to see so many ministers who are not a part of social media or not online at all.
Yeah, it bothers me. I think what happens, and this is a conversation I had in Atlanta. I had a conversation about this in Dallas. I think what's happened is that a lot of them are afraid of the ultimate thing that we call change.
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid of how this impacts everything. And I think that they miss how this, if you embrace it and do it the right way, can globally affect more people than ever.
Yeah.
Alan from Life Church said something the other day that really just made me think. He was saying, he said, man, you know, there's 7.8 billion people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those people do we have connected to a church? And even if it's 1.5 million, for example, or even more, that's not even putting a dent in the number of people in the world. Do you understand that we have so many people in this world to still reach?
Mm-hmm.
And if we can take the mindset of saying the gospel can be spread through what we can do through social media, through what we can do through online,
mm-hmm.
all of those areas are ways that we can connect with people. And I think if we can get our leaders to embrace that and see it for what it really is, then we can really fulfill the Great Commission. I don't think the physical church technically really is able to fulfill the Great Commission as much as we can. And I think the quote, Jason Morris, the best, he said, you know, God gave us the internet, and the question is, what are we going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. So if we're in this space, your job, my job, people that do what we do every single week, every single day, are the ones that are barking, saying, hey, this is what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, open your head to this. Think about it. And all we have to do is continue to make that message consistent and let mm-hmm. people see, hey, what we're talking about is not space age thinking.
Yeah.
It's literally thinking that is affecting all of us, and churches across the board are seeing how services where their attendance is dipping and going and doing this because people are not coming every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's saying, okay, if they're not, what are we doing to reach them? The television stations figured this out. They figured that everybody's not watching the news at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Figured everybody's not watching it at 6. So what did they do? They started bringing the news to you.
Yeah.
They started bringing content to you saying, hey, Tom, watch this.
Yeah.
The teacher gets hit over the head with a book. Find out more what happens at 5. You're going to say, hey, I may watch that. Or you're going to go and watch the actual clip that they put out because it intrigues you enough to grab your attention to watch it. They understand that they had to adjust, too. They couldn't just say, we got on the news now and everybody's just going to watch. That's
yeah.
not true.
Well, right. You're exactly right. And even for newspapers, I always like to point back to newspapers. The newspapers that evolved with media and digital commerce and in the video stuff, they're the ones that are thriving right now. The newspapers that are staying just print or very limited, basic on their online presence, they're the ones that are failing right now. And
absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So in the same way, the church has to change and adapt and, again, not go all online or anything like that, but really make online a huge option for their people in the community and the world to kind of connect with. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. And I think that that's where we have to embrace that balance.
Yeah, I agree.
I do.
Because, again, I think with all the time constraints people have, going to church every Sunday in the way they used to back in the 60s and 70s and 80s is not going to happen anymore. We have to change with it.
No, it's not going to happen anymore. And I hate to break it to all of them that are hoping and praying that there's all of those that are listening that you've been pondering and going through meeting after meeting, coming up with strategy after strategy to get people there. I want you to understand that that may or may not actually manifest itself. And you have to find a way to embrace what it is
yeah.
and make adjustments. Companies change how they do business. Everybody has adjusted, and the church is always the last one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like technology shifts, right? Mm-hmm. Technology shifts, how we communicate shifts, how we get information shifts, and the church is like way behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finally begin to start catching up, and then the next shift happens. So
yeah.
we're never ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
We should be innovators in how we are communicating and reaching people, because everything else that I'm connecting with, that you connect with, you and I right now could go and order something from our phone, have it ready for us to pick up as soon as we get there.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, guess what? The company that we're ordering from is not hurting because mm-hmm. we're still doing business.
Yeah.
See, every company was so concerned. In some cases, you do stuff online. Now people are not going to come into the store. Well, now people are getting stuff picked up at the store, or they're still ordering from the store, and the store is still making money.
Yeah.
So it doesn't change the fact that I still shop there. I still shop there. I just shop there differently.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Best thing that my sister loves at Walmart is where she lives. We have one close by us, but where she lives in Atlanta, there's one that literally she orders her groceries, and when she drives up, she gets it loaded into her car, and she keeps moving.
That's awesome.
Doesn't mean she doesn't still shop at Walmart.
That's
it's
right.
It's just changed how she shopped.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with church.
Mm-hmm. Dude, this is awesome, man. I'm so pumped up right now. Like, I'm ready to go, like, right now, man.
So. It's great to have these conversations, yeah. Tom. And I honestly think as people that we do this every single week, I think the more we have these conversations as the church, mm-hmm. and I mean you as the church, myself as the church,
mm-hmm.
all of us are the church. If we have conversations more about this, how we can reach people. And I think if the church can grasp, and I mean, meaning the Big C church, if we can grasp this big concept that if we all can come together to work, to reach people,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to make a huge difference and understand that, guess what? You're going to reach people that we won't reach and vice versa.
Yeah.
So we have a great way to do it, but it just makes you really think about it.
Yeah, it definitely does. So, well, Sly, this is fantastic. I love talking with you about this kind of stuff. How can people connect with you if they want to connect with you? What's the best place?
Sure, man. Well, anybody can always connect with me on social media. On Twitter, I'm Sly underscore, the little line that's there, you know, underscore King, Sly underscore King 48. I'm also on Instagram, Sly King 48. But you can always email me if you want. I'm always open for conversation, any questions. So shoot me an email. It's real simple. It's long, but it's simple. It's sking@theworshipcentercc.org. Okay, that's sking@theworshipcentercc.org. Send me an email, and that would be really a great way to reach me. I don't mind it. I love it. You know, I love the conversation, so definitely do that.
Yeah, you are definitely great about responding to people, and I'll have all those links connected to my show notes so they can just click on that.
And,
so.
And please do, man. Feel out to me. I'm here again. It's all about Jesus, man. It's not about me. And it's about how we can work together to help one another. And that's what it's all about, man.
Dude, you're a great resource, so I love it. So thanks, Sly. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Tom, I appreciate you, man. Take care of that mouth of yours.
Thanks.
All right, so there you have it, my interview with Sly King. And I can safely say that my mouth is back and better than ever. Two teeth pulled, but it still is, you know, I'm doing okay. So it works out quite well. And I loved having Sly on. I always love having him on. And I'm really challenged to think, you know, again, people are not attending church as much as they used to. So are we just going to continue to try to find ways to connect them into a physical church? Or are we going to look for online opportunities to connect our people? Because they will watch online. My stats show it. When I'm looking at my church, you know, we have people who are from our area who are watching online for various reasons. So people are watching online. They want to stay involved with your church. They just may not physically be there. So we can either complain about them not physically being there or continue to utilize online tools to reach people and keep them engaged, just like what Sly and I were talking. So that's what I've kind of taken out of it and I've been encouraged about over the past few weeks. But I would love to hear from you. What do you think? How are you using your online ministry? How are you using it to, in particular, to connect people into the church, the physical church, using online tools? I would love to hear from you. Hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. Again, I would love to hear from you. Now, listen, if you're listening here and you're just an average minister and you're like, gosh, I want to learn how to use more online tools, digital tools to reach more people for Christ, hey, sign up for the Digital Bootcamp Facebook group. It's just started this past month. It's a fantastic opportunity for you to learn digital tools to reach more people for Christ. And any minister is welcome to join us, whether you're a volunteer or you're a paid staffer. It doesn't matter. This is not a church communications group or a church social media group. There are tons of groups out there for you to do that if you're in there. But if you're just an average minister and you want to learn more online tools, sign up for the Digital Bootcamp. I've got a link to it on the show notes, but you can go to Facebook and just look up Digital Bootcamp and you can get in that group. We'd love to have you there. All right, heroes. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. As always, if you'd love to get this right on Wednesday mornings, right to your inbox, go to or right to your podcatcher or whatever it is, go to iTunes and subscribe to it, or you can go to ymsidekick.com and subscribe to it as well. There you can sign up for the Sidekick Scoop newsletter and check out all the different blogs and vlogs I've got there as well. So we're really excited that you joined us today. I cannot wait to hear from you. So hit me up. Definitely let me know what kind of online tools you're using to connect people into your physical church this week. All right, heroes, hope you have a great rest of the week. See you next time.